Praise the Lord. Amen. Why don't we stand today? We're going to go to the Word of the Lord in Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. Praise the Lord. So good to see everybody here today. There's been some who've been out, and those who've been sick, and those who had surgeries. All of that's good to see everybody back home. Amen. Good to see some new faces, some visitors here today. We're thankful that you're here with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Daniel chapter 11, the prophet had been prophesying about doom and gloom. Doom and gloom that was to come. It wasn't pretty. It was destruction and brokenness and captivity and desolation. But then in the middle of all of that that was depressing, he takes a little pause and he declares a word of hope. He gives a promise. He gives a prophecy of what would be to come in the midst of everything that was going wrong. So we read today in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." But the people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. Oh, let me encourage somebody here today. I know our world is a crazy place right now. Come on, we don't know where everything is headed. There may be destruction ahead. There could be brokenness and captivity and desolation. I don't know what the future all holds, but in the middle of all depressing things, we have a promise from the Lord that the people who know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Daniel had just got finished talking about all of the treacherous times, and kingdom would be divided against kingdom, and there'd be trouble all around. But if you knew God, if you knew your God, there would be strength to make it. And more than just make it, you'd be able to do exploits. Does anybody want to see that happen in life today? Amen. I don't want to just barely make it, but Lord, help me to know you. Help me to be full of your spirit, to be on fire with the power of the Holy Ghost, so that we can be strong and do exploits. Would you ask God just to do it in your life and in our church and in this city today? Lord, we praise you. Lord, we trust in you. We come to you today, Lord. We want to know you, Lord. We want to know your word. We want to know your promises. We want to know that things of the Spirit. And I pray, Lord, that you would encourage us, strengthen us here today, Lord. Give us the ability to work for you, Lord. Bring about miracles and signs and wonders, that the people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise today, Lord, because only you are able, and we trust in you, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. On May 25th, 1961, President John F. Kennedy, before a joint session of Congress, set the stage for an astounding time in our nation's then emerging space program. He said, "I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth." This goal, fueled by the competition with the Soviet Union, was dubbed the Space Race. Project Mercury and then Gemini propelled us toward that goal, catapulting our technological capabilities far past anything that we'd ever experienced before. Then the Apollo program took shape, utilizing a more powerful rocket that was needed to deliver the astronauts beyond the Earth's orbit and to propel them toward the moon. It was on January 27, 1967, that the three astronauts set to fly the first Apollo mission the following month, Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee lost their lives in a flash fire that swept through their command module during a launch pad test. This postponed the upcoming launches until investigations were completed, and then they began again. First unmanned, and then with a crew orbiting the Earth, and then orbiting the Moon. And finally, after many missions and tests, the Apollo mission, the Apollo 11 mission, it reached the surface of the Moon. Neil Armstrong's one small step in 1969 achieved a goal that sounded like science fiction just a few years before that. How exciting it was to have Brother John Wolfram here, former Navy SEAL, who was part of that team and the first one to reach that capsule as it came back to the Earth. And I know there's a lot of conspiracy theories about, well, that really didn't happen, but he said, I want to tell you what, that spaceship was hot. It was hot. You could tell it had just come back through the atmosphere, and it was neat to hear his stories and see those pictures and video. And some of you remember that. Some of you remember that. You remember hearing and watching that, and some of you, well, you've just seen it in the history books. But what an amazing accomplishment it was. Propelling our nation's technology far beyond what had ever been capable before. During this space race of the 1960s, there was a phrase originated that referred to the launching of missiles and rockets and other spacecraft. All systems go. All systems go. This phrase was said just before those rockets were launched. And in other words, everything is ready for proceeding. Everything is A-OK. It's time to go. While the space race as we knew it in the 1960s is now a thing of history, there is another race before us. And this race has been a very long one. And I want to tell you, we still have a long ways to go before we can declare as Paul did, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. This is a race unto the end of time. It is a race to the rapture, a race toward eternity. The race is not to the swift, but it's to those who endure until the end. And I want to tell you today, that is where we find ourselves today, is the end is near. And it's the greatest of all races that have ever been run. And as we prepare for this final hour, this one more great push for revival, this great end time outpouring of the Spirit of God, the work of God's church around the world, as we are now here in what we've heard preached about for years, the moment for which we've all been waiting, I feel it's time to declare to this church, to our church, to this group of believers and soul winners here today, everything is ready to proceed. Everything is A-OK. It's time to move forward. All systems go. All systems go. Every system, every person, every ministry, every soul winner, it's time for us to get a hold of this truth. It's time for us to get a hold of this gospel and to step forward with faith. It's time to wrap this thing up. And God's saying, I'm looking for people. I'm looking for people. I'm looking for soul winners. I'm looking for people that are excited about the work of God and the moving of His Spirit. All systems go. This last year it's been something. Last year at this time, I was preaching about 2020 vision and all these different things. Well, hindsight is 2020. Hindsight is 2020. And looking back, there's a little different perspective than we had last year at this time. But through this year, God has been good. God has blessed. God has worked. Amen. God has brought new people in the church. God has helped us grow. God has taught us a few things. We've had some struggles. We've had some trials. There's been some sickness. There's been this and that. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but Lord, I thank you for this last year. I thank you for the trial. I thank you for the struggle. I thank you for some of those circumstances, Lord, because it's caused us to pray. It's caused us to build that foundation stronger. It's caused us to know what's really important in our life. And I tell you right now, my walk with God is more important than anything else. Amen. This church, it's more important than anything else. We've got to stick together. We've got to be about the Father's business. And so in March, we received directions from our local officials that everything was going to take a little break, and I'd never had that happen before. I'd missed church maybe a week, or been sick here or there, you know, different things happened, but not probably more than ever 2 weeks. Wow. And I can remember those weeks going on, and we did our best to work with technology, and we, but you know, everything shut down. No more new converts classes, and no leadership trainings, and no services, and no music practice. It was just nothing. Sometimes it was just me in the office before a video camera trying to have a move of God. Amen. And you in your home trying to fight with the kids and the dog and, you know, all of that and trying to have church. And, oh, it was miserable. And then things started to come back together. And I remember that first service that, I was not prepared, Brother Long, for that surge of emotion that I felt when service began. And it was at that moment I realized how much I had missed being together with my church family and worshiping the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want to tell you, it was a surge. You could feel it. Amen. I had missed it so much. But I want to tell you, there's been a difficulty in just getting back to things the way it was before. You know, just getting classes started again, it's been such a battle. Just getting music practices going, just having leadership training. We're still just right now getting some of these things rolling, and some of it we're not even back to where it was before because just staffing issues and just all the things, and now we're trying to push so hard just to get back to where we were just kind of coasting before. And we took it for granted, but things were just kind of moving forward, and it didn't take a whole lot of effort. There was momentum. And now you're trying to start from a dead stop, and you're trying to get a little momentum going, and it's a struggle, and it's hard work, and it's hard on your mind and your spirit. You feel the pressure of it, and the enemy's doing everything he can to hold this train back. Amen. There's some things that were just flowing along before. Now the enemy's like, oh no, don't you start leadership training back up again. We don't want people to grow. No, don't you start music practice up again. Don't get classes going again. We don't want kids to learn about the kingdom of God. That's what the devil's saying, and so he's holding everything he can back. But I want to tell you, there is a momentum that is growing. There is a momentum that is building. Amen, amen, and things are happening, and the Spirit of God is moving. And I don't know what the future holds, but I just feel like there's something moving forward here, and God is working. And I've come to declare to this church that I know we may face things in the future, but all systems go. All systems go. Every person, every ministry, every young person, every adult, it's time to get on board. It's time to pray like we never have before. It's time to worship like we've never worshiped before. It's time to have revival again because God is working. He's saying, it's time. It's time to push forward. It's time to go. And so I make a plea to every person that this is your church. I make a plea to you today. This is no time for slacking. This is no time to be a slacker. Turn to your neighbor and say, hey, this is no time to be a slacker. All systems go. All systems go. That means every person.
we've got a place in the work of the kingdom of God. Every person, you have a ministry. You have a calling upon your life. You have the anointing upon you for a certain purpose in the church. Amen. It may not be what my purpose is, and my purpose may be different from your purpose, but we all have a purpose. You may not be able to sing like a beautiful nightingale, but you have something you can do. You may not be able to play an instrument, but you might be a teacher, or you can teach a Bible study, or you can invite people to church, or you can have a smile on your face through that clear mask that we've got and greet people at the front door. Come on, you have a ministry. You have a purpose. No slacking. It's time to work. It's time to move forward. It's time to push. Those who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We've got to know the things of God. We've got to be sensitive to the things of the Spirit. We've got to learn to flow in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes people they get so comfortable in their flesh that everything they say and everything they do and every action is based on their flesh. And they're not even sensitive to the things of the Spirit. Sometimes we got to just stop a second and say, okay, God, I've got to be sensitive to your Spirit. I've got to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. I've got to put some feelers out in prayer, and I've got to read the Word of God so that I know what your voice is. How do you know the voice of the Lord? The first way you get to know it is you learn to read the Word of God. And through reading the Word of God, you start to pick up on His Spirit. You start to pick up on His wisdom. And so when He speaks to your life, you feel comfort in that, and you feel a peace, and there's a confirmation that, yeah, this is the same thing His Word says. So I know that's His voice talking to me. Amen, amen. God, I tell you, sometimes we're so much in the flesh that we go right on through life, and we're so busy, and we pass people by, and we don't even think about them. We don't even look at them. We don't even feel their spirit. We don't even feel the hurt and the pain that they're gripped with, and we move right on by because we're so busy. But we've got to stop sometimes and realize that in the midst of being so busy, there are people that need God. There are people that need His touch. There are people that are looking for hope and for answers. Amen. The people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I believe miracles are in store. I believe that there's miracles in store for this church. Some of you have heard of prophecies for this church. You've heard of great things that God said He's going to do, and some of those have come to pass, but there's more to come. Amen, there's more to come. I believe there's miracles in store. I believe there's signs and wonders, and we're seeing things happen, but I want to see some of those things happen in the middle of our services. I want to see those things happen when you're on the job. I want to see them happen when you're at Walmart or wherever it might be throughout this town, and all of a sudden there's something that changes in the natural, because the spiritual made a connection through a person who's filled with the Holy Ghost, and you pray a prayer of faith, or you start to teach a simple Bible study, or you just encourage somebody who's going through something, and they say, "Ooh, I feel something," and you say, "Yeah, that's the presence of the Lord, that's the Spirit of God, let me pray with you right now," and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost falls and they begin to speak in tongues, and they don't even understand what it is, but it's the supernatural power of God that's moving and working. Come on, is anybody hungry for that? Is anybody desire that with your heart? I want to see miracles. I want to see the work of God. I want to be right in the middle of it. I want to see it happen through me and in me and around me. Amen, amen. Several years ago, we launched a capital stewardship campaign called The Mission in Motion. The Mission in Motion. Our immediate goal at that point was, we knew that we had to pay down our indebtedness on this current facility. And at that time, it was 400 and something thousand. And that was a pretty big mountain in front of us. And I tell you what, when you're looking at the building was getting full, and we didn't know how we were going to expand and what we're going to do, and we had this mountain in front of us that, well, we've got this debt right now. We can't do anything. And so we came up with the capital stewardship campaign and started to identify goals for the future. And immediately we knew that we needed to pay down that debt and pay this facility off. And then we wanted to do some building updates. And then we needed a family life center.
a family life center that we can have events in, and we can even use as a larger sanctuary when we outgrow this, that we could use that event center and that gymnasium as a larger building to worship in. And then eventually we want to have another sanctuary on the backside over here. And so all of that began to come into focus, and people started to give. And people bought into that vision, and people started to sacrifice. And we talked about miraculous provision. Some of you just skipped right on by that, but there were some of you on your commitments, you put down some things about miraculous provision. And I want to tell you, there's a few families in this church that you stepped out in faith and said, if the Lord will do this, I am going to give that to the mission in motion. And I want to tell you, there's a few families in this church that not everybody knows about it, but I've been aware of some of this, that God has miraculously blessed you over this last 2 or 3 years because of your faith. Hallelujah. I wish our faith would rise just a little bit. I wish our faith would rise just a little bit. Come on, I'm not just talking about finances, but some of you, your faith needs to rise in the area of giving. It needs to rise in the area of giving. You're thinking about, I got to just give this offering, and I've just got to give this tithing, and you hold so tightly to it, and then you drop it in the hands of the Lord. But if you would get a vision for giving and realize that you can't outgive the Lord, you can't outgive the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is so far from my notes about preaching today, but I feel like I need to tell somebody. And just a year or so ago, brother, maybe it was longer than a year ago now, brother Gordon Poe came and preached, and in a service, he made a challenge. He made a challenge, and some of you remember that. Of course, we teach that we need to pay our tithes and our offering, and tithing is the first tenth to the Lord, and there's different offerings in the Bible, but we believe that you need to give 5% as offerings, and so you are so faithful. This church is so faithful in tithing and in offerings, and I'm thankful for that because it makes it an easier load for the pastor to carry, and I don't have to harp on that. I'm thankful for that. But Brother Poe was preaching, and he said, you know what? This is what's required, but Some of you, God's going to use you to go above and beyond. And he put a challenge out for people to give 12% offering. Do you remember that? And then he put another challenge out for business owners to give 15%. And I was kind of sitting there like, wow, I don't know about all this. But I'm not a business owner, but I made a commitment. I'm going to give 12%. And I want to tell you, Brother Andy, God has blessed that 12%. And I can go back to the date that started. More than just 10%, I can go back to when we stretched and said, okay, we're going to do 12%. And God started blessing. And God started opening doors. Amen. And I've heard the stories of people that didn't even have full apostolic truth. People like J.C. Penney, who way back years ago said, you know what, I'm going to start to give. And they began to give even greater than 10% to where eventually they were giving 90% of their income back to the Lord and living on 10%. And I thought, wow, what a story. And God, if you want to do that through me, then Lord, you can do it. Amen. And so I started just a little while ago. I said, I felt the Lord. I felt I needed to stretch to that 15%. And I want to tell you, God opened doors and God started blessing again and places I didn't even think about. All of a sudden, God began to bless. I want to tell you, folks, you cannot outgive the Lord. You cannot outgive the Lord. Amen, amen. And I don't want to just talk about me, but I got a statement the other day, and I was going over some numbers with Sister McCoy, and she said, wow, how are we doing that? I don't know. The Lord is blessing. And I tell you what, if you will make a commitment, and maybe you're not there that you can do that yet, a 15% or whatever, that's fine, but do your 10% tithing and do your 5% offering and be faithful with that. And then when there's a financial need that comes up, you can boldly approach the throne of God and say, Lord, I have been faithful to your word.
I have been faithful in tithing. I have been faithful in offerings. And God, you see this need. You see the situation. You see this car repair. You see this flat tire. You see this housing need, whatever it is. And Lord, I pray that you would open the door. There's going to be miracles this year in 2021. There's going to be financial miracles. But beyond that, there is going to be things that God does. And you're going to step back and say, I didn't do that, but it was the miraculous provision of God. He is the one that made a way. All systems go. All systems go. In the last few months of 2020, I began to do some studying and prayer about where are we going in 2021, and how do we move forward? And yes, some things are changing, and some things are different, and we're having to do more online outreach and different things. But I really felt that God was leading me and directing me to look to the 200 mark again. There are various barriers, growth barriers, that churches will face. And there are several barriers that this church has already passed, but there's a growth barrier of 200. And we've already pressed past that. We've seen that happen, and now the church it's drawn back, but we're launching towards that again. And there's some things that have to happen. It's not all spiritual, it is some spiritual, but there's some things that have to happen in structure of a church. Because a pastor alone can only handle so much, and you can't pastor more than 100 or so people by yourself. It's too much to do. And so I'm thankful for the ministries and the leaders of this church and the different divisions that we have, that people who are our leaders and people who are training leaders themselves, and now we have many leaders and people involved in this whole structure. But I believe that is something we are stretching for, is breaking that 200 mark again. And as things happen, I don't know, we may have to go to two services to make it happen, but the Lord is going to help us. And I believe that was something that was a direction from the Lord. And so I want you to put that on your prayer list. God, I pray that you would help me. Help me to reach a soul this year. Help me to reach a soul this year. If every single person would reach a soul, we would not have room for everybody in this sanctuary. We'd have to start two services. We'd have to get the daughter working Nixa going again. There'd have to be another church somewhere else. We'd have to start to multiply our efforts. But God is willing to do it, and I've come to tell you, all systems go. All systems go. All systems go. Amen. No more just coming to church and enjoying the blessings of God and getting fat on all the blessings that God has poured out on us. It's time to reach out. It's time to bless others. It's time to reach others. All systems go. A couple of days ago, I was praying in my office and seeking the Lord for a few situations and just for this year and for the church and for preaching and just all of this. Lord, we need your help. We need your will. And when you're praying, you need to pray the will of God. You need to pray the will of God. Sometimes God will direct you what to pray, but sometimes you just don't know what to pray. And so one of the most powerful prayers there is when you come before the Lord and say, you know what, Lord, you see this situation. God, I pray your will. I pray your will. I want to tell you, I pray the will of God for you. I pray the will of God for our leaders. I pray the will of God for our church. Amen. I pray the will of God for my family. I pray the will of God for the ministry God's called me to. Lord, I don't want this to be my will. I don't want this to be our focus, Lord, but it has to be your will. It has to be your plan. It has to be your focus. And so I was praying, and sometimes the Lord will work in this way with me, and all of a sudden I had my eyes closed, but it was like there was a light there that was so bright, and it was a round green light. And I thought, well, maybe I was looking at the sun or something. You know, you know what I'm saying? When you look at a bright light and then there's a reflection, but the lights were off. And I'd been in a dark room and praying, and I felt so strongly, this is a green light. This is a green light. It's time to go. It's time to move forward.
It's time to advance. And I don't know what all God has in store for us, but I feel this today for this church. All systems go. All systems go. 2021 was a yellow light and maybe even a red light, but I feel like all of a sudden, no matter what this year brings, there's a green light. And God's saying it's time to move forward. It's time to get your eyes ahead. It's time to leave what's behind. It's time to say, you know what? I'm not gonna worry about the past, but I'm pressing on to the future because God's got something great. All systems go. And I've come to preach to somebody here today that when you look at your past, it's full of shame, it's full of guilt, it's full of problems, it's full of mistakes. But God's saying, I don't want you looking at the past. I don't want you considering the failures and the mistakes, but I want you to look forward. It's time to move forward. It's time to leave the past behind. It's time to launch into the destiny that God has for you. Come on, would somebody just receive that right now in Jesus' name? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You may be seated. We're going to do something, I didn't tell them to do this ahead of time, so they're going to have to think fast. But I want some of our leaders, we're going to have a report here today. When they start building up to that spacecraft launch, they start asking all these different departments, how's everything? How are you ready? Does everything look good? Are you prepared? So we're just going to get just a quick report. Come on, I'm not talking about sneak a preach right here. You just. But I want some of these leaders to give a report right now of where we're at and where we're going. And come on, Pastor, things are ready and things are building and it's exciting. And I just want to get a couple little reports. And then I'm going to ask everybody else to join in. And at the end of this, we're going to say, okay, all systems go. And I believe that we're going to pray a prayer of faith. And that in this service today, it may not be a fancy sermon. It doesn't have to be special, but I feel like something in the Spirit is going to happen in this place today. And there's going to be a momentum that starts. And this all train, it's going to turn into a rocket that's about to take off. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In 2021, no matter what it holds, I believe there's going to be young people that are going to be used in your schools this year. Amen. And you're going to teach Bible studies and you're going to start ministries. Amen. And there's going to be people that you've never taught a Bible study before, but you're going to get a Bible study chart and you're going to start sharing the word.